we're talking with Brendan Jacob Smith, who is going to be in Chicago to do the Simon and Garfunkel story. Welcome to Chicago, Brendan.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me. Happy to be here.
Yeah, I'm happy to learn more about the show. Is this a story that depicts everything? Is it more of a concert type of show?
I would kind of describe it as kind of like a concert-style musical in the sense that we're singing through the repertoire of Simon and Garfunkel kind of from the start of when they begin until they eventually break up. And then we're kind of giving context of what's happening in the world when these songs are written. We're kind of walking you through what's happening. But it's not like a Jersey Boys in the sense that there's multiple characters and we're kind of portraying all the dramas of the relationships of everything. So it's more of kind of like a history lesson featuring their music, if that makes sense.
Does it go back to the Tom and Jerry days or when they first started?
Absolutely, we do. We do Hey School Girl, which is a great time. We go through when they first started as Tom and Jerry, and eventually they became Simon and Garfunkel. But that's one of my favorite parts of the show.
Okay, and you're an a cappella singer, from what I understand, and you've been in groups and traveled and won. I guess you've won some prizes for that too. So harmony is your thing if you're an a cappella guy.
That's totally right. Actually, I kind of my love for harmony started with Simon and Garfunkel. My buddy and I, Jonah, started singing in the stairwell of my high school. We fell in love with the harmonies of Simon and Garfunkel. But ever since then, I've kind of had this love for harmony. My whole career is kind of in some way based on harmony. I'm in a vocal trio, and we do a three-part harmony a cappella of all different kinds of music. But I think Simon and Garfunkel is kind of where it all started, which is cool. Yeah.
Jonah, your buddy you just mentioned, Jonah's in the show as well, right?
That's right. Actually, we auditioned for the show together, because we had already kind of been doing this as a thing, the two of us, just for fun. We had been harmonizing since we were 14 together, and then we kind of heard there was a show that was doing this, and we're like, you know, this would be kind of cool to do professionally. And so, we auditioned together, and here we are doing it.
Wow.
3 years later.
That's kind of an amazing story that you can just, you know, because sometimes I've heard the stories from lots of actors who bring somebody with as a play partner or reading partner, where the person who was supposed to be auditioning didn't get the role, and the person who was just the person to help ended up getting a job. If you go back in history, that's in Seinfeld. There was a story about Kramer that the guy who, you know, Michael went there to do a reading for somebody else. And they ended up looking at him and saying, that's the guy, let's hire him. And, you know, history went from there. So it's kind of an amazing story that you can go there as friends and then work together and travel together and do what you love doing and get paid for it. I mean, what else can be more exciting than that? So now that you're going to be, are you on the road now? Because we're talking by phone. What town are you in now?
We're in Niagara Falls, actually. I'm in my hotel room overlooking Niagara Falls, which is pretty nice. We're kind of popping around here for a little bit. We're going to be here in Niagara Falls for a couple more days and then hitting a couple cities and then eventually Chicago, which I'm really excited for.
Yeah, well, Chicago's excited for you. I mean, it's the same thing. One of the things that we have with Broadway in Chicago is that they bring in shows, you know, on a regular basis, and we have, you know, three, four theaters now that are Broadway in Chicago. But you're going to be at the CIBC Theater, which is one of the smaller of the original, though. This is one of the original Broadway houses. It used to be called the Schubert back in the old days. When I was growing up, there was the Schubert Theater. It's a more intimate space than some of the larger ones. And I think for a show like this, having an intimate space is something special because you're closer to the audience, and the audience feels like they're, especially if when it's like a concert type of show and it's a history show, and the nostalgia of it is going to be amazing. So you're going to be in Chicago from April 30th to May 5th, and I think tickets are on sale now, so people can, you know, and you want to make sure you get your tickets right away. Because this is a show that is only going to be here for a short time. And if you like the music, if you're a Simon and Garfunkel fan, if you think about just some of the songs. I mean, there's how many, probably 30, 35 songs that are in the show. But you go back and just think about some of their music and some of the movies that you've seen where their soundtrack is there. And it's really kind of an amazing history of them. I mean, when you think about Mrs. Robinson and Bridge Over Troubled Water and Cecilia and Homeward Bound, I Am a Rock, Scarborough Fair. I mean, life doesn't get any better than that. It's got to be a joy for you as a performer who likes doing these harmonies and grew up doing them to do this. Now, you are who in the show?
I play Art Garfunkel in the show.
Okay, so you are Art. Okay. And your friend is playing Simon. And have you ever thought about interchanging or changing, or just is that just the way it is?
That would be an interesting. We actually have talked about it. I'm not as an amazing guitarist as my buddy Jonah is. But I know we've kind of joked about it. Like, well, what if we just switched one night? But I will say that I have the height on him, and I have the kind of the curly hair, and he's got a little shorter than me, and he's got the brown hair. So I think it would be tough to kind of sell that to an audience.
Yeah, you'd have to get some wigs and sit in a different position or get some stools or things. But I did an interview with some people that do the Beatles, and they do a show. They travel around, and the one gentleman in the show has been playing John for years and years and years. And one night he changed wigs and decided to be Paul. And he had never played a guitar lefty.
And he, oh, my goodness.
And he tried it. He tried it, and it worked. He was able to do it. So I guess,
wow.
You know, he must have spent the whole day. He didn't talk about this too much, but he must have spent the whole day working on it to get you know, back into the rhythm of it. But he did it for one show. And he said he never did it again after that. He just felt after 10 years he needed to try it and just do something different. So maybe one day you guys will decide to do that. That'll be kind of a fun thing to see what happens. So have you ever been to Chicago before?
Yeah, I was here with the show 2 years ago. I was at the CIBC 2 years ago. And, yeah, that particular theater is, in my opinion, very perfect for the show just because it's very intimate. You know, we've done the show on very, very huge stages and very small stages. And for me, my preference for this style of music, this kind of folk duo stuff, I think it just works better on a smaller, more intimate stage where you can kind of really hear the harmonies and I can really connect with the audience. So I'm glad we're on that.
Yeah, I am too. Yeah. You know, sometimes they've tried flipping some of the shows and they bring in a show that was in one of the smaller theaters and they put it on a large stage. And for some reason, it loses something. It's like everybody looks lonely up there. It's too big. It's too wide. It just doesn't feel right. When you bring them into the intimacy of a smaller theater, the audience feels like they're there, like they're really the fly on the wall, so to speak. They're looking in on what's going on. And this one, because it's more of a concert type, and you want to have that eye contact. You want them to be able to look at your faces and to watch how you work together as a unit, because you are a unit, right?
Absolutely, yeah. The two of us singing in two-part harmony, it's not something that you can really experience on a huge stage. So, or it's not the same, like you said. It's just much, 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 much better when you can just see everybody, you know.
Okay, so when they do this show, do they have there's some videos involved? Did they show some of the original things behind you? Is that how that works?
Yeah, so we have a projector screen in the back. It's very high-tech stuff, full lighting and everything. But the video screen kind of behind us is giving context for what's happening in the world as we're singing these certain songs. We have some pretty amazing imagery from Vietnam and all different kind of context clues for what we're singing about. So we're not just singing and you know, you don't get to see what's happening. But yeah, the video screen behind us is a beautiful design and it's really lovely to see.
Okay, and then the whole thing ends where you have the concert in Central Park. Is that the reunion? Is that where it goes to?
That's right. Yeah, we end up in the concert in Central Park, and we kind of sing through those songs, and I don't want to give any spoilers, but yes, we definitely do hit all the hits of Simon and Garfunkel. Anything you'd want to hear, it's in the show.
All right, so people, if you're really into Simon and Garfunkel, you do not, under any circumstances, want to miss this one. Like I said, April 30th through May 5th, the CIBC Theater, which is the one I'm in row. And you go to BroadwayInChicago.com and make sure you get your tickets. You're going to have a wonderful time. I'm going to be there, and I'm going to bring you. Normally, I just do the coffee mug for the person I interview, but I don't want your good buddy to be left out. So when I come, I'm going to bring, he'll get one as well. So you'll get a coffee mug that says Around the Town Chicago. We'll throw in a couple of pens so you'll have something to write with and sign autographs and do all that good stuff. And I'm looking forward to seeing you. Won't be long, and you'll be in Chicago, and we're making the weather perfect for you. So you'll have that concert, and everybody will love seeing the Simon and Garfunkel story. 1 week only, and it's been a pleasure talking with you, and I'm looking forward to meeting you.
Thank you so much. I can't wait. I'm so excited to meet you as well.
I will see you soon. Have a great one.
Thank you. You too.